The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peek, reading today from the June 29th, 2026 issue of Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. In our first article today, the tune-in alert, General Hospital spoilers, Nathan isn't who he says he is, by Chris Eads. The General Hospital spoilers for the week of June the 29th previews multiple storylines coming to a head, and a special appearance by guest star John Oliver. The moment of truth. Carly is desperate to make her way to Spoon Island to search for Jocelyn in the hopes of rescuing her daughter. "I've got to get Jocelyn out of Windermere now," she declares, but as she begins snooping around the estate, she runs straight into WSB agent Harker, which soon brings her face to face with the evil Cullum. Will Carly find herself imprisoned alongside Jocelyn, or worse? In their cell beneath the Windermere, Obrecht informs Jocelyn, "My work is done. I've completed the prototype. But now the question is, will Jocelyn let her hand it over to Cullum, knowing that doing so will certainly mean their deaths?" When Felicia visited her at the clinic in France, Anna delivered some shocking news, revealing that Nathan is an imposter. What was left as a cliffhanger is whether Felicia believed her. Now we hear Felicia's voice saying, "Nathan isn't who he says he is." And at the same time, we see Cody holding his phone as he glares at Nathan, who is strolling into the park with James. Is Cassius's charade about to blow up in his face? Finally, we see guest star John Oliver in a dark suit walking away from a helicopter flanked by two soldiers in full gear holding machine guns. After they stride across the landing area, there is a shot of Oliver looking down at someone as the camera focuses on him, giving the impression that someone is waking up to see this man kneeling over them. Who is Oliver playing, and how does he factor into the action in Port Charles? Check out the tease for a look ahead at some of the drama coming up this week on General Hospital. And don't forget to check out the First Look Spoilers Gallery for a sneak peek at what's next on all of the soaps. In our next story today, casting news, comings and goings. John Oliver joins General Hospital and Days of Our Lives, by Mara Levinsky. John Oliver, the Emmy-winning comedian and star of Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, revealed on the June 28th episode of his HBO talk show that he will be appearing on General Hospital next week, and has already taped a week of episodes on Days of Our Lives as well. According to an ABC press release, Oliver has been cast in a significant guest role. His episodes will air on Thursday, July the 2nd, and Friday, July the 3rd, and Monday, July the 6th. "I'm going to spoil anything," Oliver said on Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. "Yes, that will be me," he grinned, as the picture he showed was surrounded by men with guns. "And yes, my hair has been dipped in the inkwell. And if you can't tell from my face, I'm acting really hard." Oliver's Days appearances are slated for August 11th, 12th, and the 14th. Oliver's visit to daytime were set in motion several months ago. And on the March 8th episode of his show, Oliver did a segment of his talk show about sports commentator Stephen A. Smith's decade-long GH run in the reoccurring role of Brick, Sonny Corinthos' surveillance expert, in which he pleaded to be the cast on one of the five network soaps. In a statement, GH executive producer Frank Valenti said, "When John Oliver publicly threw down the gauntlet and said he wanted to appear on a soap, we didn't hesitate for a second. He was everything you'd hoped he'd be, prepared, professional, funny, and genuinely kind to everyone on the set. He plays an integral character in the story, and I can't wait for fans to see who he crosses paths with within Port Charles." Oliver said in a statement, "General Hospital was everything I'd hoped it would be. It's a true honor to be a small stain on the history of this illustrious show." In the original soap-themed segment of his show, Oliver summarized some of the more outlandish things Stephen A. Smith has gotten to do as Brick. Then he said, "I'll admit it, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I am jealous. I have a genuine love for soap operas." He continued, "To all the soap operas out there, let me say this. I am officially offering myself to you. Write me a role, and I will be on your set so fast it will make your head spin." Oliver then laid out a few conditions for his hypothetical appearance. "First, I don't want to play myself. I want to be a character, and I want his name to be ridiculous," he declared. "Also, I want to do something juicy, like murder, or slapping, or being slapped, or being someone's long-lost something. And ideally, I'd like a dramatic close-up of my face. But in return, trust me, I will give my all to this performance." The talk show host concluded, "Call me, Soaps. I am available. I'm willing to travel, and I want this more than you could possibly understand." Shortly thereafter, Smith made a response video on Instagram in which he said, "I'm going to make a call into General Hospital about you, buddy." GH then replied to the video from its own official account, writing, "We may have just the part for him. Our DMs are open." Oliver also shared a photo of himself on Days in a Scene with Dan Figueroa. "I genuinely cannot wait for people to see what these two soaps have done," Oliver beamed at the end of the 28th of June segment, and he thanked the shows for playing along with his soap acting aspirations. Who do you think he might be playing on each show? Share your theories in the comments section. In our next story today, the latest, the young and restless shakeup, Josh Griffith, out as the head writer, by Mara Levinsky. A big change is coming behind the scenes at The Young and Restless. Josh Griffin, who has served as head writer since 2019, is leaving the show. According to TV Insider, which broke the news of Griffin's departure, it was the scribe's choice to step down from his head writing role, and the show's cast and crew learned of his decision early today. Griffin's resignation is not effective immediately, but how long he will continue to pen the action in Genoa City is unclear. The Young and Restless has yet to name his successor as head writer. Less than 2 months ago, a Young and Restless spokesperson confirmed to Soap Opera Digest that Griffin had opted to step down from his other role at the show as co-executive producer to focus on his writing duties. A 7-time Daytime Emmy winner, Griffin's career in soap operas date back decades and spans all 3 major broadcast networks. He started out at NBC's Santa Barbara in 1988 and left in 1991, soon landing at ABC's One Life to Live, where he was promoted to co-head writer before exiting in 1995. Alongside Robert Guza Jr., Griffith co-created Sunset Beach, which ran on NBC from 1997 to 1999. One Life to Live brought Griffin back as co-head writer from 2003 to 2004, after which he joined the writing team at CBS's As the World Turns. Griffin began his association with The Young and Restless in 2006, serving as a creative consultant and writing episode breakdowns, and was soon promoted to co-executive producer. He left in 2008, moving to NBC's Days of Our Lives as co-head writer from 2015 to 2016. He then returned to The Young and Restless as supervising producer, eventually resuming duties as head writer in 2019. Griffin had served as both head writer and executive producer from 2023 to 2025, when Sally McDonald joined him as co-executive producer. McDonald has been serving in that position solo since earlier this year. Here's the latest, The Bold and Beautiful. Hope is terrified about fallout of her betrayal, says Annika Noel, by Chris Eads. In the June 26 episode of The Bold and Beautiful, Hope will finally be publicly revealed as the person responsible for Logan's newest collection. The actress who plays her, Annika Noel, is opening up about her character's decision to take her talents to Logan and previewed the potential repercussions once her big secret is out. The big unveiling. After a rough run at Forrester, which included an ill-advised scheme to team up with Carter to take control of the company, Hope saw her hope for the future line was pushed to the side. This made the designer the perfect recruit for her aunt, Katie, who has launched a rival fashion house. In a new interview with TV Insider, Noelle explained that Hope's decision to leave Forrester after so many years was still a difficult one. At the heart of her conflict, knowing that her mother, Brooke, will likely view it as a huge betrayal, Brooke is the only reason she hasn't cut bait sooner, Noelle noted. I think the real thing holding her back is her fear of the retribution of what the fallout might be with her mother, as well as having to let go of the past a little bit. Katie has offered her niece every assurance that Logan will treat her with respect that she never received at Forrester, and Noelle sees Hope's leap to Logan as a potential game changer for her character. I'm really hoping that this is going to mark an emergence for Hope of finding her own voice again, the actress said. Katie's kind of shepherding that along, and how much of that is Katie's own kind of self-interest, I don't know. But I'm choosing to believe she's trying to help Hope grow a little bit more and really come into her own. That newfound confidence could take quite a beating, though, once Hope's debut fashion show for Logan climaxes with the big reveal that she is the company's new creative director. Everyone at Forrester will have something to say about that, but especially Brooke. But Noelle thinks Hope is ready for whatever battle may ensue. In one aspect, she's so proud and finally feels like she's setting out on her own, but at the same time, she knows this is a huge betrayal, and she's terrified about the fallout, Noelle previewed. Instead of being a completely joyous occasion with the way they went about it, there's going to be some fallout, but she thinks the risk is worth the reward. In our next story today, casting news, Days of Our Lives comings and goings. Christopher Sean and Colton Little return as Paul and Andrew. By Mara Levinsky. Days of Our Lives is gearing up to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Deidre Hall making her debut as Marlena, who will take a walk down memory lane about her decades in Salem on Monday the 22nd. Christopher Sean and Colton Little are both returning to the show for the special episode, reprising their roles as Marlena's stepson and stepson-in-law. Sean's character, Paul, is the son of Marlena's late husband, John Black. The actor began playing the role in 2014, and though he left in 2018, he has returned regularly for visits. He was last seen in November of 2025 when Paul attended the dedication of the Tom Horton Free Clinic as part of Days of Our Lives' 60th anniversary celebration. It's always a blast coming back, Sean told Soap Opera Digest in 2024. Days is my first home. It gave me my first opportunity in Hollywood and a contract role. Sean noted that being asked back to the show was always meaningful to him, saying, to continue to be part of such an ongoing legacy is one of the coolest merits I can receive in Hollywood. While Andrew was born to legacy super couple Shane and Kim back in 1986, Little only began playing him in 2022. He first appeared on the Peacock streaming Days of Our Lives spinoff Beyond Salem, Chapter 2, then moved over to the main show in 2023. Paul and Andrew's visit roughly coincides not only with the Days tribute to Hall's remarkable career as Marlena, but that the on-screen Lovebird's first wedding anniversary. They said, I do, on June the 24th, 2025. 2025 was also a significant year in the love life of Little, who went public with his romance with General Hospital's Adrian Achondo in December. Are you looking forward to seeing Paul and Andrew again? Let us know what you think about their comeback in the comments section. In our next story today, the tune-in alert. Beyond the Gates plans a week of repeat episodes with big moments, by Chris Eads. Sometimes soaps will air a repeat on a holiday, but the Beyond the Gates is airing an entire week of encore episodes leading up to the 4th of July. The shows being broadcast the week of June the 29th feature a celebration, a death, a special guest, and more. Relive the drama, New fans who recently discovered Beyond the Gates during the big crossover event with the Young and Restless can take advantage of this opportunity to catch up on some big events that recently occurred. And longtime fans who have been with CBS Soap for a while can revisit their particular moments. From Monday, June the 29th through Wednesday, July the 1st, Beyond the Gates will air three episodes that were originally broadcast from May the 18th to May the 20th. These are the shows featuring the Gala Cotillion, intercut with the hunt for the leader of the Plasma Ring. At the celebration, Samantha was crowned Platinum Deb, while a shootout at the warehouse between the police and the Bloodrunners left Deke fighting for his life, a battle he ultimately lost. On Thursday, July the 2nd, Beyond the Gates will jump back to the April 3rd episode, where Fairmont Crest celebrated Easter. This hour also includes a performance from special guest star Jennifer Holliday, whom Vernon arranged to visit as a surprise for his wife, Anita. Finally, on Friday, July the 3rd, there will be a rebroadcast of the April 6th episode where Jacob and Naomi are forced to celebrate their wedding anniversary separately because he is on an undercover police assignment. But although they are apart, the couple recalls their lives together from their first date to becoming husband and wife. Beyond the Gates will pick up with brand new episodes on Monday, July the 6th, right where the drama left off on Friday, June the 26th. In our next story today, the tune-in alert, the episode guide for General Hospital, The Young and Restless, Beyond the Gates, Days of Our Lives, and The Bold and Beautiful, for the week of June the 29th, by Mara Levinsky. From Beyond the Gates, it's a week of encore episodes on Beyond the Gates. And on Monday, June the 29th, and Tuesday, June the 30th, and Wednesday, July the 1st, fans can enjoy rebroadcasts of the shows that originally aired on May the 18th through the 20th, featuring the Cotillion Gala, the death of Derek, and the hunt for the leader of the Plasma Ring. Then, on Thursday, July the 2nd, Fairmont Crest's Easter celebration from April the 3rd will rerun, featuring a special performance by guest star Jennifer Holliday. And lastly, on Friday, July the 3rd, there will be a rebroadcast of the April 6th episode where Jacob and Naomi must mark their anniversary apart from one another, but reflect on their lives together from their first date to becoming husband and wife. From The Bold and Beautiful, the Forresters are left reeling in the aftermath of Hope's shocking betrayal, and the Spencers celebrate a major victory following a triumphant fashion show on Monday, June the 29th. On Tuesday the 30th, the Forresters work to minimize the damage, and Eric is deeply hurt by Donna's silence. Electra struggles with another one of Will's lies, and Brooke makes it clear to Katie that their feud is just beginning on Wednesday the 1st of July. Hope pleads for forgiveness as she tries to repair fractured relationships on Thursday the 2nd, while Ridge and RJ fear for what's in store when Brooke comes face-to-face with Hope. And on Friday, July the 3rd, Deke tells Remy he's not ready to give him another chance. Will faces the consequences of hiding the truth from Electra, and Brooke's anguish over Hope's betrayal leads to a dramatic breaking point. And from Days of Our Lives, EJ reveals a troubling secret to Johnny on Monday, June the 29th, as Xander and Philip investigate who paid off Titan's loan. Kristen and Gwen bond over a common enemy, and Lexi supports Abe, and Chanel begins chemotherapy. On Tuesday, June the 30th, Chad opens up to Julie. Tate tries to cheer up Holly. Brady goes on a mission for Sarah, Leo, and Javi, now played by Jacob Martinez. Agreed to avoid one another, and Roman helps Ari. Lexi keeps a secret from Abe on Wednesday, July the 1st, while Gus questions Javi and Kate surprises Gabby. Gwen takes care of Leo, and Xander and Philip are blindsided. Stephanie vents to Kayla, Sarah confides in Brady, and Joy tries to keep Alex distracted. Tate and Holly reminisce, and EJ discovers something is amiss on Smith Island on Thursday, July the 2nd. And on Friday, July the 3rd, the Carvers and Prices celebrate Trey's birthday. EJ asks Johnny for help, Marlena shares her concerns with Belle, and Sean and Jada stop denying the inevitable. From General Hospital on Monday, June the 29th, Emma seeks answers from Anna. Alexis confides in Sonny. Cassius briefs Cullum. Felicia is skeptical, and Molly opens up about her parents. Tracy confronts Sonny on Tuesday, June the 30th, while Gio stands his ground. Nina makes an alarming discovery. Ava locks horns with Ethan, and Jocelyn and Obrecht find common ground. On Wednesday, July the 1st, Sonny is lured into a trap. Ava unleashes her fury. Nina must act fast. Lucas is floored, and Carly overhears stunning news. Sonny makes a revelation on Thursday, July the 2nd, while Ava hears a shocking confession, and Anna is grateful. Tracy supports Cody, and Carly is stunned. Carly is on the warpath. Britt is in the hot seat. Dante breaks bad news. Molly wants answers. And Charlotte seeks Lulu's help on Friday, July the 3rd. And from The Young and Restless, on Monday the 29th of June, Victor contemplates his future with Nikki as the Newmans stand vigil at the hospital, and Billy and Kane receive a surprise visitor. Jill, temporarily played by Lauren Coslow, Kyle and Tracy worry about Patty's latest move on Tuesday the 30th of June, while Diane plots her escape, and Jill forces Bill and Kane to settle their issues. Jack sets a trap for Patty. Kane asks Lily for a favor, and Billy sabotages Sally's latest venture on Wednesday, July the 1st. And on Thursday the 2nd of July, Victor plays his cards close to the vest. Stephanie and Nate discuss his past, and Nick and Noah aren't buying what Matt Clark is selling. Jack plays a dangerous game with Patty, while Kyle's plan to rescue Diane takes an unexpected turn on Friday, July the 3rd. Here's the latest. Check it out. General Hospital recap. Anna reveals the truth about Nathan, and Britt is arrested. By Michelle Parkerton. Several lives were in peril on Friday, June the 26th episode of General Hospital. Britt wound up in handcuffs. Charlotte was nearly abducted, and Willow was in for a rude awakening after Brooklyn framed her. Cassius double-crossed Laura and Jordan. Anna revealed to Felicia that Nathan wasn't Nathan, and a whole lot more. Here's how it all played out. In Tortola, Rocco insisted to Dante and Lulu that he wouldn't leave without Britt. Eventually, Britt convinced him to go with his parents, explaining that Cullum was still hunting for her because she'd left behind an unfinished project, and it was too dangerous for him to stay with her. The two shared an emotional goodbye, with Rocco making Britt promise to take her medication and keep changing locations. After Dante made a mysterious phone call, the Falconeris left. Once they were in the car, Rocco said he'd never forgive himself if anything happened to Britt. And back at the house, Britt was about to give herself an injection, unaware that her medication had been replaced with poison by Cullum, when two police officers burst in to arrest her for kidnapping. Charlotte arrived on the crimson floor to work, unaware that the man in the elevator with her had followed her from the pool deck. Charlotte and Nina got into an argument over her former stepmother's betrayal of Valentin, with Charlotte snapping that she felt like Nina had chosen protecting Willow over protecting her. Nina tried to assure Charlotte that she still cared for her, but the conversation was cut short when Willow called to let her mom know that she was being questioned at the PCPD. Nina felt guilty about leaving Charlotte without finishing their talk, but after Charlotte snapped that Nina was good at leaving, then turned her back, Nina set out for the police station. Danny dropped by to make up with Charlotte, and he confided that he didn't say anything to Alexis about Rocco being the shooter, but he did break into the WSB office, hoping to expose that Cullum was a double agent. Aggravated by Danny's reckless behavior, Charlotte lashed out, saying he could have gotten himself killed. She sternly told Danny that the best way for him to help his father was to stay out of things. Danny stormed out, but was suspicious when he crossed paths with a stranger stepping off the elevator into the lobby. Approaching Charlotte, the man introduced himself as Agent Mark McKay with the WSB and said he'd been ordered to bring her in. Charlotte fought back as the agent attempted to abduct her, but Danny rushed in and knocked the agent out, giving him and Charlotte the chance to escape. At the pool, Joe presented Willow with a search warrant for the trip log in her car. Curtis jumped to her defense as Willow proclaimed her innocence. She eventually agreed to move the conversation to the PCPD after noticing that a man across the pool deck was filming her. Meanwhile, Chase tried to focus his attention on Brooklyn and Phoebe, but to his wife's dismay, he kept glancing over to where Willow was speaking with Curtis and Detective Fitzpatrick. When Curtis filled Chase in on what had happened, Chase told Brooklyn that he wanted to go to the PCPD to help Willow. She feigned understanding and gave him her blessing, her husband clueless that it was all part of her bigger plan. Isaiah arrived and Curtis accused him of allowing Willow to face consequences for a crime he had committed. Isaiah warned that Curtis would be facing more than just assault charges if Curtis kept disparaging his name. Later, Brooklyn told Isaiah about the search warrant. Isaiah mused that if the police found proof of Willow's guilt, then Curtis would have to acknowledge that he was innocent. And with Mac and Dante both on personal leave, Justine asked Nathan to take over the lead on the Sidwell search. When Joe arrived at the PCPD with Willow, Justine instructed Joe to check the trip log on Willow's SUV. In the interrogation room, Willow accused the acting DA of framing her, but was shocked when Justine revealed that two witnesses, Lucy and Drew, placed her on Route 91 on the night of the crash. She had a particularly strong reaction to Justine's mention of Drew. Chase showed up before Justine could question Willow further, and irritated Justine let them speak alone. Willow thanked Chase for coming to help her and told her that Lucy and Drew were supposedly witnesses against her. Chase realized that when Joe was with Drew, the detective must have asked a yes or no question and that Drew had blinked in a way that implicated her. Willow claimed that Joe must have misinterpreted Drew's response. Out in the squad room, Curtis ran into Nina, and he assured her that Isaiah was the guilty party in his car accident. Chase and Willow emerged from the interrogation room since she wasn't technically under arrest and didn't have to stay. Just as the group was readying to leave, Justine shocked Willow, Curtis, Nina, and Chase when she revealed that the trip log from Willow's BMW SUV placed her on Route 91 seconds after Jordan and Curtis's accident. Will Felicia believe Anna or write her claim off as another delusion? Was Dante's mysterious phone call to the Tortola authorities, or was Cullum behind Britt's arrest? Are Danny and Charlotte going to go on the run next? Share your theories and predictions about what's going on in GH in the comments section. That's all for this week. Thank you for joining me today for Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peek for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.